Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Gamers, I hope you have a notepad or calendar to hand, because where we thought the last 6 months have been busy, they are absolutely nothing compared to this month. With E3 still on life support, you might be thinking it's only the video game releases we have to worry about today. But you would be wrong, because our June evenings are still busy with conferences and flashy presentations from a whole host of developers. So, from new releases to conference dates, over to Game Pass and PlayStation Plus drops, here is your June gaming forecast. But before we hop into the game releases, let's get the gaming shows out of the way and make sure we're all sat ready to watch on the day and or know when to Google what was announced at X Showcase. Kicking off the month of gamers is the Guerrilla Collective Showcase, which last year had over 40 announcements. And along with the showcase, there will also be a host of demos available on Steam and an in-person event in LA. The live event takes place on June 7th at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. BST. Then on June 8th at 12 p.m. Pacific time and 8 p.m. BST, we have Jeffy's Big Night, aka Summer Game Fest, with a whole host of men in t-shirts and blazers telling us about some of the biggest game drops coming in the next year or so. There is bound to be lots of exciting announcements and world premieres during the show. According to Jeff Keighley, there'll be 3 or 4 pretty big things, alongside, I'm sure, lots of other less exciting things. And maybe, if we're lucky, we'll get another cameo from Animal from the Muppets. Catch our live reactions on YouTube on the night. June 10th brings us the Future Game Show Summer Showcase, the flagship showcase from games outlet GamesRadar. The 90-minute show is set to feature even more world premieres, as well as some giveaways for us gamers to try and win. The show starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. BST, and you can also catch a live reaction to that show on YouTube. Happening just before that, and potentially being our one overlap of the entire ridiculous week, the Wholesome Direct is set to take place at June 10th at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. BST. Featuring over 70 cozy and uplifting indie games that fall under the umbrella of Wholesome, I expect to see a whole load of farming, animals, bright colours, and witchy goodness. Microsoft are bringing us a 2-for-1, with the Xbox Game Showcase straight into the highly anticipated Starfield Direct, including new surprises and first looks from Xbox internal studios. We're hopefully in for a glimpse of what the later part of the year holds for Microsoft console owners. The Starfield Direct will give us an insight into Bethesda's upcoming title, with new gameplay, dev interviews, and maybe a release date. Fingers crossed. The show kicks off at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. BST, on June 11th, with an extended showcase coming at the same time on June 13th. Also on June 11th, and following on directly after the Xbox and Starfield show, is the PC Gaming Show, the show that aims to respond to the normally unrepresented platform. Despite its usually incredibly awkward format, the PC Gaming Show often does grace Wii PC players with lots of interesting, exciting announcements, so well worth a watch. Lastly, we have the Ubisoft Forward, taking place at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. BST on June 12th. The show will hopefully include more information about the upcoming Assassin's Creed Mirage, as well as perhaps more information about the swashbuckling pirate adventure Skull and Bones, which has been missing at sea for quite some time now. With other titles like Avatar Frontiers of Pandora and IPs like Star Wars under their belt, there is no telling what we'll be getting a glimpse at during the show. And so with that, that is all the showcases in the month of June, which I fear may make my following list of games expand. But seeing as it's still a few weeks away, I'll take the games that we already know are hitting consoles and PCs this month. It may have had one of the worst gaming logos of all time, but since the rebrand, things are looking much more positive for Street Fighter VI. The seventh main installment in the Street Fighter series drops on June 2nd on PlayStation, Xbox Series, and PC, and is set to start a new era for fighting games. For those fans of classic fighting games, there is a Fighting Ground mode, alongside two modes that include a single-player story experience known as the World Tour mode, and a Battle Hub that apparently expands the scope of player communication and engagement. Whatever that means. With 18 characters to choose from at launch, with more to come later, and plenty of new fighting mechanics for new and seasoned players to sink their teeth into, and a pretty stellar review score, this is certain to be another great entry into the franchise. A remake for you now in the form of We Love Katamari Reroll plus Royal Reverie. The 2005 title releases with completely redesigned graphics and a new in-game UI, as well as a new Royal Reverie mode that allows for new challenges and a selfie mode. Roll your Katamari into objects to increase your size so you may combat all the King of Cosmos has destroyed. The game releases on Nintendo Switch on June 2nd. Now onto the fourth installment of Blizzard's RPG experience, Diablo 4. With an endless number of evil ghoulies to slaughter and replayable procedure-generated dungeons for the loot-obsessed among you, there is plenty to look forward to. As for the story, Diablo 4 takes place 30 years after the third installment in the series, and since the angels and demons now live in a singular realm, there is a new Nephilim race, which our protagonist belongs to. And after people tried to kill them all off, the game's big bad Lilith tried to save them and is banished to the void. Pick from one of five distinct classes and customize them to your liking before exploring the open world and saving the realm. The game releases on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on June 6th. Onto a truly gorgeous game now in the form of Don't Nod's Harmony, The Fall of Reverie. This game of choices stars Polly, who upon returning home after her international search for her missing mother, discovers her community is in danger. And she suddenly has a form of clairvoyance that lets her connect to Reverie, the realm of aspirations of humanity. In this world, she can choose which of the aspirations to help take control of Reverie and subsequently the human realm too. With its bright, colourful art style, fully voiced and animated characters, and multiple endings, this game is an exciting addition to the genre. The game drops on PC and Switch June 8th, and PS5 and Xbox Series on June 22nd. Fans of theme parks and management sims should get hyped for Bandai Namco's brand new theme park manager, Park Beyond. Play through the campaign to learn the basics while meeting the requirements of each park, or go rogue in the sandbox mode to make the park of your dreams. Not only can you create a vibrant and exciting theme park, but you can create some truly mental roller coasters. Launching riders through the sky out of cannons, or if you fancy yourself a roller coaster traditionalist, then you can still build yourself a regular old ride should you wish. The game launches on PS5, Xbox Series, and PC on June 16th. If you've ever been playing Crash Bandicoot and thought, gee, I would much prefer to be bouncing around a small stage in a team of four, facing off against another team of four, while I collect Wimper Fruit faster than the other team, and then cash them in a bank over and over again until one team wins the round. Then boy howdy, do I have the game for you. Crash Team Rumble launches June 20th on Xbox and PlayStation, and lets you pick from a whole host of iconic characters with a couple of different skills. So why not find three pals and have a Crash Bash? Ooh, too soon? The Aliens franchise has a somewhat spotty history in video games, with Alien Isolation being a high point and a certain set of Colonial Marines being a low spot. But hopefully, Alien talony fingers crossed, Focus Entertainment's Aliens Dark Descent will be another addition to the good Xenomorph games list. This XCOM-style single-player tactical squad-based shooter lets you command your squad of Colonial Marines as you try to combat the sticky-looking Xenomorphs in real-time combat. Customize your squad's class, weapons, armor, and perks, but don't get too attached, because if they die, they die forever, and that's on you. Aliens Dark Descent launches on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on June 20th. The 16th main installment in the Final Fantasy series, Final Fantasy 16, launches on June 22nd. And honestly, the thing I'm most excited about is hearing all of the characters in the game with various regional UK accents. The action RPG has you taking control of Clive Rosfield and his party of companions as you explore the continents of Valisthea on a quest for revenge. The world of Valisthea has relied on Mother Crystals to fuel the magic and the life in the world, but as the ether begins to fade and the Deadlands start to spread, the struggle for the remaining power begins and the in-game factions start to divide even more. Use magic and melee attacks, evoke summons like the other Final Fantasy games, and hang out with ever-iconic chocobos. Final Fantasy 16 launches exclusively on PS5. For those looking for a more relaxed way to enjoy your summer, then may I introduce to you Story of Seasons: A Wonderful Life. This reimagining of the beloved farm/life sim sees you settling down in the town of Forgotten Valley and beginning a farm, a family, and a potentially generation-spanning story should your children choose to follow in their parents' footsteps. Breed animals, create your own crops, and flirt with the members of the town to your heart's content. This reimagined classic launches on PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and Switch on the 27th of June. Just about squeezing into the month is adventure game Master Detective Archives: Rain Code. This fantasy mystery adventure game is set in a neon light lit rainy city and follows Yuma, a trainee detective with amnesia, who's been haunted by a spirit named Shinigami. Really not a lot going for him, to be honest. Solve cases with your forensic forte, like disguise, audio aptitude, and post-cognition, all whilst trying to find the ever-changing mystery labyrinth. From the team behind Danganronpa, this 3D environment and eccentric character-filled noir adventure releases on Nintendo Switch on June 30th. From one crime-saving game to another now, with time-travelling crime-solving Crime O'Clock. You are a time detective who's been tasked with solving crimes through time that should never have happened, and through point-and-click gameplay you'll dart through different line-drawn eras of time, seeing as things change while you crime-solve. With the help of your virtual assistant, Eve, explore the animal-inhabited Where's Wally-esque universe on PC and Switch on June 30th. Now to quickly power through what's coming to Game Pass, we have a few new games and a few oldies too. Launching June 1st and going straight to Game Pass is Slayer's X: Terminal Aftermath: Vengeance of the Slayer. Catchy name, that one. This retro Doom-style shooter with almost a Rick and Morty-like sense of humour is also launching on Steam June 1st. They're not new, but they're also hitting Game Pass on the 1st, is Car Mechanic Simulator 2021 and The Big Con. One lets you fix and pimp your ride, and the other lets you go on a crime-filled road trip. On the 6th is the official launch of Amnesia: The Bunker, which released into Early Access last month, and it's going straight on Game Pass, alongside Hypnospace Outlaw, 2019 sim game set inside a parody of the 90s internet and its culture. On June 8th, you can farm, fight, and romance your way through Rune Factory 4 Special, and/or solve puzzles in an industrial city filled with Russian nesting dolls in stacking. And lastly, on the 13th, play the stunning new Dordogne. Playing as young Mimi, you'll explore memories of your childhood and specifically those spent with your late grandmother. Record sights and sounds into your scrapbook and play through this uniquely beautiful game on Game Pass, PC, Switch, and PS4 and 5. And lastly, onto the games coming to all PlayStation Plus subscribers on June 6th. As Bow Wow says, basketball is my favourite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. And that's good for me, world-renowned fan of basketball, because NBA 2K23 is coming to PlayStation Plus this month. In NBA 2K23, you can play basketball with all the big names in basketball. Just like, Nope, I'm not going to pretend anymore. I'm sorry. Showcase your virtual talent in the My Career mode or play against all-time legends in the My Team mode. And like with every 2K game, there is also a My NBA mode where you build your own story as a GM or the commissioner. If you'd like to hear the dulcet tones of Jeff Goldblum while allowing your T-Rexes to devour entire crowds of people, then be pleased to know that Jurassic World Evolution 2 is coming to PlayStation Plus. The management sim lets you build your own Jurassic Park and play through four game modes, including a story mode that takes place after the events of the last movie. And lastly, for PlayStation Plus, we have the gorgeous Trek to Yomi, an ultra-stylized sword-wielding adventure that follows the young Hiroki on his quest to take down the evil that took those he promised to protect. With solid reviews from critics and players and an honestly beautiful art style, this samurai game should hopefully fill a good few hours for any fans of the genre. So, there we have it, yet another incredibly busy month. And seeing as we've got so many shows on the horizon, it's really a matter of time if the next few months start to fill up too. Make sure you make time to get your vitamin D up, and, oh, just in case you forgot, Father's Day is on Sunday the 18th of June, so for those who celebrate, make sure you get a card and a jazzy pair of socks for him. Happy Pride Month, and we'll see you in July.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.